Hello and welcome to Tim and Ted's Brain Fart.
I'm Ted and or Tim.
And I'm Tim and or Ted. And today, I've got a question for you.
Okay, cool.
What's wrong with Alfred Pennyworth?
Okay.
Why doesn't he have a batsuit?
I'm going to say old age.
That's it, I don't think so. Because when everybody attacks the Batcave and Batman's not there, Alfred stands up for himself and he beats people with his cane if he's the really old Alfred, or if he's young Alfred, he's got his shotgun out and stuff.
Did you say Alfred murders people?
Yeah.
But Batman doesn't. That's a weird line to draw.
I think the reason Batman's always on the edge of murdering people is because Alfred's there going, go on, Batman, go on.
So Batman, Alfred is the devil on Batman's shoulder.
I think he is.
I like the theory that Alfred was the one that hired someone to kill the Waynes yeah. off.
Because Alfred's secretly the mastermind.
Yeah. I don't know.
Right, the reason I ask is, well, I've been thinking about Batman and stuff lately. And I was thinking, it took me back to our best sidekick episode, where we decided that Alfred was the best because he's so loyal to anyone, apparently, who claims they're an orphan. He'll make anyone into a superhero, he'll make them tea, and he's really encouraging, right? This guy's blatantly just like a sociopath or something. He just really wants to make other people superheroes.
Yeah, I mean, there is something fundamentally wrong with him, isn't there? It's got to be. Maybe he's not the best sidekick. Maybe I win this round.
What really threw me is the Batman Forever film, or Batman and Robin. I can't remember which one it is. One where Robin first comes in.
Okay.
And because Batman doesn't hire Robin at that point. It's all Alfred.
Yeah.
Alfred does the... It does it, makes him his suit and everything.
Is that the one where he was a circus performer?
The Dick Grayson story.
And he just ends up... Alfred just recruits him, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. He then does the same with Batgirl later.
Okay, so Alfred is essentially trying to build his own crime-fighting team.
Yeah.
With Bruce Wayne's money.
Yep.
I mean, that's fair.
But my issue, again, comes to why doesn't he have a batsuit? Because when Batman, Bruce Wayne, gets old, he builds him like a powered suit, and like when he's fighting Superman in Batman vs. Superman,
I watched that recently. That is a terrible movie.
It is.
I mean, I have seen some bad movies in my time, but that takes a biscuit. All of them.
It was fine.
It was the worst. It was 2.5 hours building up to this Batman versus Superman fight, then a 10 minute of a Batman versus Superman fight, then I'm going to say the word Martha, and then that's everything's fine.
Yeah.
And then we'll fight the bad guy.
I love the idea that because it's a bit weird that Superman referred to his mum in the first name kind of situation instead of mum.
Yeah, why not save my mum?
Yeah, in which case I really love the idea that nothing changed, just Batman goes, why did you say mum? I have a mum too.
I had a mum once. Someone killed her. I now save all mums.
Tell me about your mum. Well, her name's Martha. That was my mum's name.
I would have enjoyed the film more if that's how it happened.
Just that one scene changed a little tweak.
Just that, yeah. I would have been fine with that.
Because that puts Batman almost as crazy as what I think Alfred's secret is. And in that film, that pissed me off because Alfred is blatantly the same age as Batman.
Alfred doesn't age, does he? Essentially. I mean, I know he's young in Gotham, but he's young in Gotham. Then he got old, and then Batman caught up with him.
So I don't know for this certain, but I'm pretty sure Jeremy Irons is only like 2 or 3 years older than Ben Affleck.
All right, okay.
The actors.
Yeah. I know who Jeremy Irons is. Because that problem I had with that film, another problem I had with that film, right, is Jeremy Irons. Because Jeremy Irons has got the best evil villain voice.
Oh, yeah.
And he's playing Batman's Alfred.
Who might very well be the biggest villain going.
Right. Well, he has to be because it was Jeremy Irons and he had the right voice for it.
When Batman gets old or he needs a powered suit, Alfred's there to build it. So why hasn't Alfred built himself a powered suit to get over the fact that he's old and stuff like that?
Well, maybe. Alfred is smart enough to know that being a superhero can be quite dangerous, and that if he just stays as a bumbling idiot, butler for Bruce Wayne, the odd billionaire, he's perfectly immune to being attacked directly by supervillains, and lets Batman take all the bullets.
Until those supervillains figure out that Batman is Bruce Wayne, and then they just come and knock in. In which case, Alfred's always ready with his shotgun. He never gets on the batsuit. He doesn't have his butler batsuit.
So what you're saying to me is, in actual fact, Batman just needs a shotgun and not all those fancy gadgets.
Yeah, I think
he needs to be just an old man with a shotgun.
I think Batman's constantly, well, Bruce Wayne is constantly going, Alfred, please stop putting weapons on all of my vehicles and in my batsuit. I'm trying to do this pacifistly. Oh, sorry, Master Bruce. I just think that you need to start killing more of these bad guys. Stop them escaping Arkham.
Yeah, and I think didn't we accidentally make it canon that there's only 12 rooms in Arkham, and that's why you only have to catch. Catch 12 bad guys, and then the first guy that was in gets let out.
See, Batman's only thinking short game, Alfred's thinking long game. If they're dead, they ain't coming back to get you.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. They ain't. Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, right, because Alfred, as a butler,
yeah,
his story never started as a butler. He was always Daddy Wayne's like mate in the army.
Okay.
And after Daddy Wayne saved his life, he decided to butler for him, which is not sure, he's not going to be a best mate.
That's fair. I would expect, if I saved a guy's life in the army, actually I wasn't in the army, but if I was and I saved a guy's life, I would expect him to butler for me when I got rich.
Yeah. It's just he's like an odd choice. I mean, you saved my life, thanks very much, let's be besties forever. But I'm also going to butler you and look after your kids.
Do you reckon he swore a Wookiee life debt?
I think it must be something like that, and that must be an inherited life debt, because obviously that's what Bruce Wayne got.
Yeah? Maybe because he failed. That's why he swore to Bruce Wayne.
Maybe, yeah.
He failed to save or to be there to protect.
He was too busy out recruiting his next superhero.
I can't remember what his name is.
I'm going to go for Jonathan Wayne.
Is it Jonathan Wayne?
I think it is. Jonathan and Martha Wayne. It is. I'm 100% on that.
Because that is exactly the same name as a Superman, isn't it?
I think it is.
Oh, come on, fucking DC. Pull your finger out. Think of some new names. God, I hate them. I hate them. I hate Batman. I hate it. I did hear a comedian earlier today. I was watching a thing, and he was talking about Johannesburg in South Africa.
Right.
And he said, if you ever want anyone to describe Johannesburg to you, just think about Gotham, but Batman's been dead for a while. Like 10 years.
Right.
And you've got Johannesburg. I thought, fucking hell, that's bad.
Yeah.
He said, there's three Jokers and everything.
So the whole Alfred situation just bothered me, and it's like,
That is odd. I mean, why did he bottle for? Is bottle the right word?
Yes, it is.
Nice. Yeah. When did you learn that? Did you Google that?
No, that's just something I just happened to know for some reason. That's one of the many useless facts I have.
It's one of the only useless facts you have.
I've got loads of useless facts.
Oh yeah.
All right, here we go. You didn't want to hear this. Dolphins ejaculate with enough pressure to decapitate a human.
No, I already heard that story. Yeah,
that was from me.
All right. I knew someone had told me. I just didn't assume it was you.
Sperm whales carry enough semen to flush the female sperm whale.
Yeah, I found that out from a friend of ours.
Yep, that's me.
No, different friend.
He probably found that out from me.
Because he has this theory that if he saves up enough of his sperm to flush a sperm whale and then tries to flush a sperm whale with it, a sperm whale will be born with just his face.
Yeah, that's a little odd.
And that's his dream in life, is to make a sperm whale with his face.
Okay. I mean, we all have our dreams, don't we? I love the idea that, for me, that means that he's no longer eating krill because he's got the wrong mouth for it.
Yeah.
And that he's probably like not breathing right.
Yeah, drowning a little bit.
Yeah.
I assume he'd still have the blowhole, which would confuse him. Because there's nothing to blow out of it, because he hasn't got any...
Yeah.
I don't know. It'd be horrible in many levels, wouldn't it?
It would. Never mind. I don't want to deal with that. right, where were we? Oh, yeah, Alfred.
Right, yeah, so Alfred.
Yeah, so...
He's what's his life before? He did the army, you say.
Yeah, yeah.
Was he a genius technician in the army?
No,
or was he a...
No, he's just a bloke.
Just a bloke in the army who suddenly knows how to build bat gear.
Yep. I'm assuming Jonathan Wayne taught him to distract him from trying to turn Jonathan Wayne and Martha Wayne into supervillains or superheroes. that's the only thing I can think of.
Was the Wayne a billionaire in the army?
Yes.
He was always a billionaire.
Yeah. He was also an inherited billionaire.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is just rich kids and their toys, isn't it?
Essentially, yeah. That's what Batman is.
That's why I hate him.
I don't understand your hate of Batman, but alright. I mean, Batfleck I get, but Batman in general.
Yeah. He had a permanently sad expression throughout the whole of BVS. Just a permanently just like, yeah. I'm so sad. And I just reminded me of the interview that they had afterwards where he just had that sad face the whole time because it was just a flop of a movie.
Yeah. Well, the critics of his Batman were the main points, weren't they?
Yeah, and he looked really sad about it, and someone dubbed over all around. It was really sad.
Yeah. No, it was Hello Darkness.
Was it Hello Darkness? Yeah.
It's my old friend. Because Henry Cavill sat next to him answering the question. Chipper as fuck.
Yeah.
I love Henry Cavill. He's one of my favourite people in it.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I think he made a good Superman in Man of Steel. Yeah, I said it. Send your tweets into me. I'll take them.
I wish you had a Twitter.
I ain't doing no Twitter. People's opinions.
People could at you then and just send the abuse to you. Not that they send any abuse to me. Or even to the Triad again.
Well, but start mind. Sending us
start
abuse.
Start sending us abuse, for God's sake. We appreciate it. But yeah,
I haven't
seen Man of Steel because I haven't seen any of the, like, the revampy films, the ones that are all linked together, the ones that they're trying, the what I'm going to call the, we're going to attempt to take on Marvel but have left it far too late and now can't manage series of films.
I think that was their issue. If they'd made a Batman film instead of a Justice League startup film, they might have done better.
See, I'm not so sure. I think there are too many origin films at the best of times anyway.
Yeah. But
they've left it too late to hop on the origin bandwagon.
See, that's kind of the only thing I did like about Batman vs Superman is that Batman was already established. They weren't re-origin.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. MCU, not MCU.
DCU.
EU. They have another one. DCCU?
It's DCEU for Expanded Universe.
Oh, Expanded Universe, is it?
Yeah.
Is it CU for the Marvel in it? Or because they have Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
But anyway.
The MCU.
Yeah. They have left it too late to mess with origin stories. They've left it way too late. They've gone, origin stories, they've been working for the last 10 years. Let's jump on the bandwagon now. And everyone else is like, no, we don't want origin stories now. We want fleshed out superhero films.
Yeah.
It's just not going to work for them.
It's not. However, I'll give them one good thing. They have made Aquaman look cool.
They have. But did they make Aquaman look cool, or did they just get Jason Momoa and put him in front of a thing and say he's Aquaman, and Aquaman looks cool by proxy? Because Jason Momoa looks cool anyway.
Yeah.
If you took any rubbish character and then just stuck Jason Momoa in there, he would still look cool.
So Rangles went 12 years a slave, and I thought, that's...
Oh, wow, no.
That's just, not going to be a cool film, no matter who you play.
No, don't. No, that was... No.
That's right. Send your tweets.
Please don't send tweets about that.
Well, that shouldn't have tickled me, and I genuinely am sorry. I just thought, can he make any role cool? And that's the role that popped into my head. I was like, I don't think he can.
He could. Not 12 years. I haven't seen 12 Years a Slave, so I don't.
Well, I'm guessing from the title, you can imagine the premise.
Oh, I can, and I've heard the premise. I just haven't seen it, so I'm not going to make any judgment about the film because loads of people have told me it's a really good film.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's definitely worth a watch.
But yeah, I'm trying to think of a really bad, like, character now. That.
Right. I don't think Jason Momoa could do a good Bond.
I don't think anyone could do a good Bond, but I'm not a Bond fan. That's right. I said it. Fight me.
I don't think Henry Cavill could do a good Bond.
No, I don't think he could. I think no one could do a good Bond.
Sean Connery.
Nope.
Shut up. Other Bonds, apart from Daniel Craig.
Apart from Daniel Craig, because he didn't do a good Bond.
He didn't do a good Daniel Craig.
No, I don't think there is a good Bond, because I don't think there can be a good Bond.
What's your name with a Bond? You just hate all the good people.
I don't hate all the good people. I hate Bond and Batman.
Yeah, or just the bees. Yeah. That's just as far as you've gotten right in your list. I know you give up after that. So many people.
The alphabet's so long.
Right. I forgot what the question was. Oh,
Alfred.
Alfred, yeah.
Yeah,
there we go. We're circled back. We're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there. It's all right. It's fine.
We'll kick it.
So
I think, right, Alfred went to war with Daddy Wayne, right?
Yeah.
Daddy Wayne, I think, was his commanding officer as well.
All right, so it was not only was a spoiled billionaire, but he was also bought his way a commission, so he didn't have to do quite as much fighting.
I think he did it properly, actually. I think he started at the bottom and worked his way up, tried to dismiss the billionaire thing, because that was the Wayne kind of motto. They weren't really billionaires. They were just ordinary blokes with a lot of money.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Of course they were.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not like Donald Trump would just join the army. And this is my army now, yeah? That's not how it works, Donald. Space Force. So he genuinely works his way up to, I want to say, captain, and Alfred was a sergeant.
Okay.
And Jonathan Wayne saved Sergeant Pennyworth's life.
Yep.
And when they then both left the army for whatever reason, I can't remember, because neither of them were old at the time, so it's not like they retired. Because
they just gave up
their tours and came home, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
At which point, Alfred goes, "Oh, Master Jonathan, I will be your butler. I don't need a butler, Alfred. I've got decades worth of staff in my manors already."
Manors.
Oh, yeah. And I don't need it all, but Master Wayne, I'll keep calling you Master Wayne. I mean, I don't want you to, Alfred. I'm supposed to be less an ordinary bloke, kind of like, just keep calling me God like you have been for the last 10 years. Oh, no, Master Wayne, I can't do that. And it's like he gets home and he's some kind of weird PTSD, and he goes...
Maybe it was PTSD.
I think it's got to be. It's the only logical explanation.
Explanation? I like it. I have a question.
All right, go for it.
Where's the rest of his staff?
Right. Not only did Alfred go, "I'll be the head of your household, sir," and I'll
fired all the other staff.
I think he'd like to go around, chef of the house. Do you want to be a vigilante? No, get out. You're fired. No one can know that Master Wayne's going to be the new creature man. I haven't decided what kind of creature he's going to be.
I'm hoping he falls in a well or something so that I can at least assign him a creature.
I've been loosening those floorboards for ages.
I'm hoping to make him into some sort of rat man.
I keep throwing his ball over there. Does he goes over and falls in. Well, yeah. So,
can you imagine if we were all superheroes named after our like what? Biggest fears?
Oh, no, because I would just be Spider-Man, wouldn't I?
You would.
What are you? Oh, wait, you're going to be Piglin-Man or something.
No, I'm not. But I like the idea that you meet up at like a superhero convention and all superheroes meet up and you meet up with like Commitment Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Agoraphobia man.
Agoraphobia man. He's afraid of agoraphobia. That's hilarious. He's afraid of people that are afraid of going outside.
They're his biggest villains.
They're really easy to fight though, because you know where they are. They're at home. I love that. That's amazing.
Who else you got then? So what would your name be? Since I'm the Spider-Man, but not really the Spider-Man. I'm not your friendly neighbourhood Spider-Man.
No, you're Spider-Man in the same sense that Batman is Batman. Yeah. You don't shoot webs at your hands. You actually throw little spider, like
ninja stars
and stuff.
Which I think would be a better thing, because the Batman shuriken.
Shuriken, yeah.
It's only got 2 points on it, whereas my spider thing would
have
at least eight.
Yeah.
What chance of hit? Because I've always wondered, what if Batman threw it slightly wrong?
And
it
just... Dunk! Yeah. Ow, you bastard! What was that for? Right? I meant to hit you with the spiky end!
Keep practicing!
Stay still! Okay, another one.
Oh, Master Bruce, I told you that more cooking training was necessary. Trying to make this, drill this into you as you were a kid before you became the Batman. I was hoping you'd be afraid of spiders, so you got better edges.
Maybe that's what Alfred's plan was. He's hoping he'd fall in and get a throw of spiders, but bats came out. He's like, oh no. That also got me as well. Why did Batman fly out of Batman VS? BVS?
I think that was supposed to be like a weird dream sequence. He didn't actually do that as a kid.
Right, okay. Because that really stressed me out.
Yeah. I think because he was asleep at the time.
The concept of the whole movie was terrible. And it stresses me out. Every time I think about it now, every time someone mentions Batman to me now, I just think of that movie. And my brain goes, oh!
I wanted to bring up something about Batman that I know people really hated Christian Bale's Batman.
Batman Begins and all that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Batman Begins.
Dark Knight Rises. Yeah.
There's one thing everybody's taken away from it, and they don't give Christian Bale credit for. The Bat voice. Or Batman! Everybody now does that when they do a Batman impersonation.
Yeah,
they don't know Adam West or anything like that.
No. Christian Bale is now the Batman voice, isn't
he? Yeah. Yeah. And I just think, well done, Christian Bale. You're an absolute prick, and nobody liked your films. But other than that, well done.
Yeah, I mean, fair play to him. And they even used it in BVS, didn't they? But obviously Ben Affleck's not good enough actor to do the Christian Bale voice, so they gave him a voice synthesizer to help him out.
Anyway, so, yeah. Oh, I can't remember what we're talking about. Oh, yeah, what's your fear power?
We had this conversation when we had a conversation about fears at some point, and I don't...
Let's say, I suppose that makes me uncomfortable Spider-Man.
Uncomfortable Spider-Man. It's like uncomfortable Slug-Man, I suppose. I'm not really afraid of anything. Fear is either irrational, like spiders or heights or something like that.
Spiders is a rational fear, I just want to point that out. They can kill.
Yeah, no, but it's classed as an irrational because it's an inherent one, it's an innate one.
I think it's instinctual. And it should be allowed to be counted as a...
Yeah, no, but a rational...
Sharks, whilst you're like on a mountaintop, I think that's an irrational...
A rational fear is like something like sticking knives into yourself. You don't do that because you're afraid it's going to hurt. That's a rational fear. But yeah. An irrational fear is something that you've not been told is dangerous. It's something that you're just afraid of.
Yeah.
So like spiders, you're not told is dangerous, but your body knows they're dangerous. So that's why it's irrational, because it's not you haven't rationalized it in your mind. You are literally afraid on instinct.
All right, see, I've always
that's why it's irrational. The irrational is ones that are instinctual, and rational are ones that you justify in your mind as a fear.
All right, see, I thought it was the fact that whether they can in fact harm you. Like, people have a fear of beards. That's an irrational fear. They're not going to ever hurt you.
Yeah.
Well, like, people have a fear of heights. They could hurt you. That makes it a rational fear.
I always assumed it was the other way around, because that's the way I was like told. Spiders, but...
like I just argued, can.
Yeah, hurt no, you. Yeah, no. Because spiders and snakes and all that kind of stuff can hurt you.
I think it's environmentally based, but where you're, like, say, like, for instance, when I used sharks a minute ago, if you're up in a mountaintop, that's an irrational fear. If you're in the ocean, that's a rational fear.
Maybe I have got a fear, but I just don't live in the right biome for it. Maybe I'm afraid of, like, polar bears or something. I just don't know it.
I don't know.
But how many polar bears have I come across?
That's a good point. You don't know until you fight a deer.
I don't know until I'm fighting a polar bear. Right, that's it. I'm off to the zoo.
I'll work my way up through the bears.
Yes.
I'll start with a koala. I'll
start with a koala. I know they're flammable, you see. So at least I know their weakness. I'm going strong with them.
So back to Alfred, right? Because we only got as far as him bottling for Jonathan Wayne.
Yep. Right. So he bottled for Jonathan Wayne.
Yeah. All along, suddenly, eventually comes along Baby Bruce.
Yep. Right?
And Alfred's like, "Oh, I'll fire the rest of the staff, and I'll raise this kid on my own. Best get rid of Jonathan and Martha Kent, because they've been stopping me and not Kent."
Yeah,
get rid of them as well.
Get rid of the Kents as well, because at least
Bruce Wayne, a super friend.
We'll push him into a hole. He could be afraid of rats. He could be Batman and Ratman.
Oh, turns out that kid's super. I didn't expect that.
Oh well, super rat man.
So Jonathan and Martha Wayne have then died.
Yep, yep.
And he's gone, "Oh, I'll raise this kid all by myself. I'll make him a superhero because I can imprint on him really young."
Yep.
And, "Oh, he's finally fell down that well that I've been loosening for ages." "Oh, who left the bats in there?" "What happened to my rats and spiders?" "Oh, too many spiders. The bats ate the spiders." "Grew the rat population. I see what I did wrong there." "I've got to redesign the bat cave, the rat cave."
"But don't worry, I got plenty of time." He's only young.
"Right, I wonder when Ra's al Ghul's going to come along and pick him up like I hired him to. Because I'm in control of the entire Wayne Empire at the minute."
Yeah.
And then he doesn't want to be a superhero himself, though. But he's always ready for it.
I mean, yeah. I've got no justification for Alfred. Yeah. Alfred makes no sense.
Then Batman gets older. Bruce Wayne gets older, starts being Batman, and then Alfred's going, "Oh, he's not killing his bad guys. I'm gonna have to get somebody else." "Oh, this Dick Grayson kid. His parents just died. It's the same situation." "I'll make him into the Robin, the murderer's Robin."
Because Alfred, despite all of his bonuses and everything, all of his smart tech and his genius little tinkering, he doesn't understand how animals work.
He would have been the Robin Man. He fell into a cave full of robins once. If he'd become a superhero, that's what he would have been. Robin didn't turn out. I wonder if I can get a Batgirl. And then, what about a Nightwing? What about a Robin 2? And he just keeps going hiring these superheroes. Yeah. And yeah, I think
so does
there's
that
something
mean that
fundamentally
he's...
wrong with Alfred. I think he's unstable.
I think, yeah, he probably is unstable, but he probably does have PTSD. If he was a...
Yeah, I think he's still at war.
Yeah,
I guess that's it.
Alfred is.
He's still fighting with Jonathan Wayne, as far as he's concerned.
Yeah,
still in the trenches. I'm assuming there was trenches.
Well, probably not, because
I think because obviously it really started with the Second World War.
Did it?
I think that's when the Batman story-ish kind of started ticking. That's why Gotham's kind of like always set in like the 50s tech.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Just with modern-ish bits.
Yeah, it's always...
So Alfred and Jonathan would have been in the Second World War, I think.
Yeah, it sort of makes sense, doesn't it?
And I think obviously only over the years they've kind of like tweaked it, modified it, but that's of the base.
Yeah.
So yeah, all right. How could we improve Alfred then?
How could we improve Alfred?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to keep his PTSD because, well, it's working for him. He's cleaning up the streets of Gotham, isn't it?
I've just had this image of when Bruce Wayne gets back after the Ra's al Ghul situation.
Oh, yeah.
And he's doing a bit of, like, training to become the Batman.
Yeah.
And they're doing that normal training montage.
Yeah.
I like the idea that at some point, he stood in the mirror, right? Look, you see it from sort of almost from Alfred's perspective, right?
Yeah.
You're looking over Batman's shoulder at Batman's reflection in the mirror.
Yeah.
Right? And you can see, obviously, you and Batman stood over Batman's shoulder, and you're going, talk like this. And he's going, talk like Batman. You know, talk deeper like this. And it's like a little speech montage. You've got to get the bad voice right. Because everything, I imagine, in my mind, everything was choreographed by Alfred including the bad voice.
I've just had another thought, right? Bruce Wayne was almost pronounced dead because he was gone for 7 years when he disappeared to Nanda Parbat.
Yeah, yeah.
So why didn't Alfred recruit anybody else at that time, or did he? And he goes, shut him up as soon as Bruce Wayne come back.
Maybe. Maybe that's how supervillains came about. Maybe Alfred was recruiting them and they're like, well, I made a Joker, but that was a bad mistake because he went crazy. And then I got a guy who liked riddles, but he kept fucking me up. And I turned one guy into a penguin because penguins are the most vicious birds in the sky.
Yep. Everybody loves an exploding penguin.
Because as we know, he doesn't understand animals.
I kind of want to figure out where he's hatred of birds came across, but I think it goes back to the war. Maybe he saw Robin land on the edge of the trench, and as he went up, snipers take out their mates and stuff like that.
There weren't any trenches in the Second World War. That was the First World War.
There were as well in the Second, I believe.
I don't think there were. The trench warfare was the First World War.
Yeah, I think it was still a thing, just not as much as the First World War kind of thing. I'm sure of it.
We'll have to Google it and come back to it with facts. But
yeah,
I'm pretty sure that all the trench warfare was just the First World War. And the Second World War was all over the place.
Yeah.
Because there was, occupations and resistances and
all
that kind of malarkey.
It's almost like the whole world was at war.
Well, it's like all the important bits of the world were at war.
Most of it was, wasn't it?
Europe and the Australias and Canada and places like that. The Americas didn't come in until well late on because they weren't really invited to the party.
At which point, I like the fact that it wasn't actually a world war. Until everybody was involved, so the first 3 years of the war, it was just a big war.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like I said, it's the important bits of the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
All the fringe bits, like the states, they got involved, after the fact. Yeah. But all the unimportant bits, the baby countries, the ones that have only been around for like 10 minutes. That's right, I said it.
But yeah, so
for our one American listener out there, I know there is one. I'm sure there's one.
If we're going along the idea that Alfred also hates penguins, I mean, assumes he must have been like in the Arctics at some point fighting near penguins.
Fighting the Soviets, maybe.
Yeah, maybe the Soviets put bombs on penguins and sent them over to Allied territories. And
you can get jungle penguins. Just on a side note.
Yeah,
jungle penguin. I love the idea of a jungle penguin.
There are penguins in Skegness Nest.
In the
zoo, not.
I was going to say, do you mean in the seal sanctuary, or do you mean it in this?
Yeah.
Well, that's not the same. I thought you meant wild there. I was like, fuck that, I'm off the Skeg.
It's only they're exploding penguins.
I think, I don't mind if they explode. If they don't, I'll be disappointed.
Right. So, So if Alfred made all the villains as well.
Yeah, which we've established he did. He must have, right?
Bruce Wayne comes back and goes, oh, my protege is finally returned home.
Oh, good. It's someone's trained him to be an assassin. Isn't that helpful?
Yeah. Oh, now he wants to be a supervillain. Oh, the bat thing's kicked in.
I meant hero, honest.
He's a good cop. I've already done all the research for the bat tech. I did it just in case he came back years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he's gone and fitted out the cave because Batman's not doing it himself most of the time, it looks. Alfred's always building the bat suits.
What does Wayne Enterprises do?
It's a conglomerate of businesses. It's not like just a single one. It just has a tech department, which Batman always embezzles from.
Right.
And it steals from. I mean,
he steals from, he embezzles from the company.
Yeah.
Because he steals money from the company to fund his bat lifestyle as well.
Yeah.
But, now the reason I ask was because, obviously, the sort of the billionaire alternative is Tony Stark.
Yeah.
And his story arc makes sense. Weapons billionaire makes Uber weapon.
Yep.
Rather than just guy who owns banking conglomerate. Make super weapon.
Yeah.
There's a big leap there. That's a big leap.
Yeah. But it's what happens. Because he had that military contract tech department as well, kind of like the Stark thing, because he also had medical staff and all the
He had a conglomerate of stuff. Yeah. No, it's just that, say, Tony Stark's specialism was weapons. That's what he did. And then
maybe that's why the Batsuit isn't as much of a super weapon as the Iron Man suit.
Yeah. Although his BVS suit was essentially just an Iron Man suit, but still had the mouth bit open.
Yep. What if Superman just punched him there?
Yeah.
Just put a finger in. Just
yeah.
Like that. I'm assuming that's the noise it would make.
Because humans are dead squishy. It's only a pound of pressure to pierce the skin?
I don't know.
I think it's like a pound of pressure to pierce the skin.
Yeah.
And Superman can punch a train.
Yeah. And Superman could have killed Batman any time he liked.
Yeah.
Any time.
Well, that was the thing. He didn't know it. He didn't want to fight him, did he?
Yeah, but he could stop him properly any time. Rip out his back jaw.
You can't do the Batman voice now.
Yeah, ruined it. Yeah. So, back to my original point. There's something wrong with Alfred. He's making too many heroes and villains. And he should have put on a Batsuit himself if he was bothered about the crime as much as he seems to be.
Yeah. Also, why didn't he use some of the money of the Wayne Enterprises, if he was that concerned about it, to counter-bribe the police?
Yeah.
Because the police were corrupt. They were taking bribes.
Yep.
To turn the blind eye.
Yep.
But if he paid them more money to unturn that blind eye and do their fucking job, then either the criminals would have to then find more money or they'd get caught.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's cleaning up corruption by being corrupt, but that's no different from cleaning up crime by being a Batman, is it? Yeah. Really, let's be honest with you. Because nothing about Batman. The only line in that whole movie of BVS that I thought was actually made sense was when I think Alfred said something about him being stooping to being criminals now? And Batfleck turned to him and said, "We've always been criminals."
Yeah.
So it was a little nod to the fact that he is always operating outside the law. He's always been a criminal.
Yeah.
He's just been a criminal with a conscience.
Yeah.
Rather than a criminal without one.
I've always loved the idea that if Batman ever finally cleans up Gotham, he just goes, "Right, time to turn myself in." I love the fact that he still beats himself up as well, ties himself to a post outside the police office.
Oh, it'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? Upside down.
Yeah. Damn it, the Batman caught me. All the credit goes to the Batman. I'm Bruce Wayne. Damn it. Yeah. This just tickles me, the idea of that. Or Robin takes him in.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's it.
Alfred's wrong.
Alfred's just wrong. He's too into his butling. He likes making too many superheroes, vigilantes, and stuff like that.
And supervillains, and he has a weird thing about birds.
Yeah, he doesn't understand birds. I'm guessing he now thinks also that bats are birds, not mammals.
I imagine so, yeah, because they've got wings, haven't they?
Yeah.
Nearly birds.
They're technically a bird.
Yeah.
Swims like a bird. So, is penguin logic?
Yeah, swims like a bird. Penguins are the most dangerous bird in the sky.
You don't expect them. There you are swimming, and there comes a bird flying past with a bomb on it.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, Alfred's wrong, all right? Batman maybe was corrupted by Alfred.
So, if we removed Alfred from the situation, if we had the whole Batverse as it was, right? But in that alleyway was Martha and... Not quite Martha. Jonathan?
Jonathan, yeah.
Is that what we established? Although I don't know if it's true. And Alfred as well, right? And, well, young Bruce, right? And the robber goes bang, bang, bang.
Yep, gets young Bruce too. No. Alfred walks away, becomes
Batman. That's not where I was going. Gets Alfred too, right? Right? Young Bruce gets a grief counsellor.
Yep.
Right? Grows up to be a slightly spoilt billionaire kid.
Yep.
Takes over Wayne Enterprises. Yep. Lives a normal life.
Yep.
Everything ticks over nicely. There's no Joker. There's no... Because there's a theory that... The rise of Batman created extra villains to fight against the Batman. So there's no extra crime. So there's just a normal level of corruption and crime that was in Gotham.
Yep.
Which can be cleaned up by a sustained and legitimate police investigation.
Yep.
Possibly from a federal department. Because, you know, there will be a federal agency around because it's you know... I think it's the states, isn't it?
Or Superman could just fly through and clean the city up in a day.
Yeah, but Rise, that same situation.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if you could stay down for a day, not give it really much time for the whole superhero thing to kick on, poke out the Joker when he gets there.
We also established, though, that there's no extradition between Gotham and
it's true, we did.
Metropolis, so...
Yeah. I'm real dope, but I'm not his friend.
So he can't come over because there's no extradition. You have to get an ambassador over.
Does he have no boundaries though, does he? You fly anywhere and beat up anyone.
He does, yeah, but he's not adding Gotham because there's no extradition. That's the rules.
Batman has to take criminals from Gotham to Metropolis. I think that's the thing. He can go as very long.
Yeah, he can go and visit, yeah. But he's not allowed to get involved in the crime there. he can go there as Clark.
Yeah, but there's no Batman anymore. It's holding up that end of the treaty.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah.
So Superman's just, oh, fuck, I've now got Gotham to deal with. If only there was some kind of bird bloke to deal with.
If only there was some sort of eccentric... All right, I have a question.
All right.
I've just thought of this.
Okay.
Apart from, well, even sort of to a certain extent, Jeremy Irons, but not so much, aren't all the Alfred Pennyworth's English?
Yes.
So they're fighting...
Yep, you put it together. Yep, you're right. I want to know, right, is when Bruce Wayne disappears for 7 years, gets legally pronounced dead.
Yeah.
Why wasn't Alfred exported? Because...
Deported. Export is a completely different thing. Export.
No, we exported him, didn't we? We always exported our butlers. This is one of our biggest exports.
Yeah. We exported him, but he can only be deported home. Because...
Yeah.
I would imagine
because before only at the end of the 7 years did he get his did he become the legal owner of Wayne,
right? I would imagine. How old was Bruce when he went missing?
And I think he was supposed to be like 20,
right? Which is more than the 10-year minimum to apply for U.S. citizenship.
So I imagine he'll
have, in order to retain his green card, in order to stay in the country, he'd have applied for U.S. citizenship and stayed there.
Yeah.
I think it's 5 years in England, believe it or not.
I can't remember.
It is.
I don't know. I've never had to apply for it.
No.
They haven't found me yet. That's racist. Don't do that.
Sorry. I got it out. It's fine.
So assuming Alfred does have a green card.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the question was before.
Why had he been deported?
Oh, yeah, but what was the question before that? Oh, yeah. Yeah. You figured out that he was fighting in the American army as an Englishman.
Yeah.
So he must have been a British, an American citizen, or at least have dual citizenship before the war, or in order to join the American army, right?
Yeah, he must have.
Or
was
he like an army exchange student?
I mean, I don't know if we did it then. I know we do to a certain extent now, because with the NATO alliance and stuff like that. No, we have quite a lot of crossover.
Co-ops, wouldn't they? So maybe that's where John saved Alfred's life.
Are there ever any televised flashbacks? Because you can tell which army he was in by his sergeant stripes.
I honestly cannot remember.
Because if he was an English sergeant, it would be the chevron would be point down.
Yeah.
And if he was an American sergeant, the chevron would be point up.
I honestly can't remember.
Oh well, I just thought I'd try and deduce, and figure some stuff out.
So. Where was he going before that?
So,
we're removing Alfred from the situation. What happens to Bruce? I think he just
Bruce
goes into...
Bruce just lives a normal everyday life and just goes and cracks on with his day. Yeah, he's just a happy-go-lucky billionaire.
He might have some like grievances against crime in general.
Yeah, but it might fund him, it might push him to fund a task force that will come in and clean up the corruption or
would
something.
Would he have been put in like foster care?
It depends... How old? He was about.
I think he was 10.
10 when they died, wasn't he? Yeah. So he would have had to have been put into some sort of foster care because he'd have to have a legal guardian.
He wouldn't have been at the Wayne Manor. He wouldn't have fallen down the bat hole. He wouldn't have got his innate fear of bats.
Well, we're operating under the assumption that Alfred Pennyworth was the only member of staff. Because if you take Alfred Pennyworth out of the way.
Yeah, who would be the.
It would be whoever was his lead butler. Or it'd be a family friend, a grandmother. Has he not got any family?
No other Waynes survive at the moment.
No other Waynes?
No other Waynes.
So,
and I think the only reason Alfred was his legal guardian is because
there was a will
in place. Put it in the will.
Which means that they would have done the same thing for...
Somebody else.
The head of the household.
Yeah. Or somebody else. Phileas Fox?
Who's Phileas Fox?
Is
it Morgan Freeman?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd love to be raised by Morgan Freeman. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Just
so he's been raised by the head of the CEO of Wayne Corp.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it'd be someone like that. There will be friends and family friends. It's usually there's usually like a godfather or a godmother or something like that as well, isn't there? The Waynes will have had a friend that they could leave him with. He wouldn't because they're so rich. He wouldn't have had to go into the care system.
Yeah.
So he would have still been raised as a Wayne.
But would he have been raised in the Wayne Manor?
Yeah, because I would have assumed that they would have assumed because when you become executor of an estate, you assume control of that estate until the person is legally able to take over it.
Yeah, but obviously that person, whoever they were, would have had their own place anyway.
Obadiah. Didn't he have a similar situation in
Iron Man?
Iron Man, wasn't he like...
I think he was... Cause
he was trying to become the executor of the company by getting rid of Tony Stark.
Yeah, but I think that's because he was essentially the dual name on the company. They'd just gone with Stark. It was supposed to be Stark Obadiah, or whatever his last name was.
I'm going to call him Jones.
Yeah, Stark Jones. Kind of, that was supposed to be the company, but they just went with Stark because Howard was, you know, a bit more arrogant.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense because, I mean, but Howard died early as well, didn't he? You know, relatively early in Stark's life. He was like...
Yeah, it's, again, I think he was nearly 20 because Stark was at uni.
Yeah, he was still quite young though, but but he had no interest in the company at that point, so...
Not really, no, but he was still a genius.
Yeah.
So he just stepped in.
But yeah, so it's a similar sort of thing. But there would have been like an executive to take over, to run the company and run the estates until...
That's fine, but would they have gone to Wayne Manor to raise Bruce at Wayne Manor, or they have taken Bruce to their own home?
Well, right, let's run it like this,
right? What if they've got their own kids, for example, whoever it is?
Right, run it like this, right?
All
right. I'm a rich billionaire.
Yep.
Right, with the boy.
Yep.
Right? I die, and I leave in my will that you can have my estate, but you got to look after the boy.
Okay.
Would you move into my massive fucking manor with all the staff?
Have I got a massive fucking manor being a friend of a billionaire?
You might have...
The head CEO of a massive company?
You might have luxury houses, but you don't
have... Would I have my own kids?
Yeah, you can have your own kids if you want.
So would I move my own kids out of my current big, sizable home?
Sizable home into a larger home, because you would...
I don't know if I feel comfortable doing that. Me, because that's not my house. That's my mate who I've just lost.
Oh, I'd be all right with it.
For me, that's literally jumping in the grave.
Yeah, I'd be fine with it. I'd jump in the grave if I wanted.
Also, I'd feel that maybe... Young Bruce Wayne might be a bit traumatised, haunted by in the house that his parents...
Oh, you pay for a really good grief counsellor. That's all. That solves that one.
In that case, I'm not dealing with Bruce, am I? I'm just sending him off to other counsellors and private tutors.
Yeah. I just had to deal with him. I just had to.
I'll put him in the cupboard up the stairs and say, "What's the matter, Wayne? You're not a real wizard." And I'll proper Dursley's him.
Yeah, Dursley's the Wayne, are you?
In which case, he might become cupboard man.
Cupboard man. I'm cupboard man.
Haunted by the ghost of his friend, his old butler.
Just Alfred in the background going, "Become him a superhero. Become a superhero. Fuck off, ghost Alfred."
So yeah, now, I think take Alfred out of the situation, you don't get a Batman.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
And you definitely don't get a Robin because obviously it was Alfred that did
it. Yeah.
And you definitely don't get a Batgirl because again, it was Alfred that did that.
I think Gotham survives better as a city without Alfred.
Yeah.
I think Alfred was the problem with Gotham.
Well, so what have we learnt today?
We've learnt that Alfred is an issue.
Yeah, Alfred is a problem.
I think we should take Alfred out if we ever want to save Gotham.
Before Bruce Wayne loses his parents, or at the same time.
At the same time, we'll just
Don't let Alfred become Bruce's guardian. In that case, you get a series of vigilantes and
a series of criminals as well.
Yeah. And a weird bird fear.
And at some point, a Batman vs Superman film, which is all the more reason to kill anyone who plays or knows Alfred.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
All right. So, hope you enjoy learning that with us.
And we'll catch you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, we are at Triadic Ent. We are also on Facebook, and you can find us on Patreon under the name Triadic Entertainment. If you like our content, feel free to subscribe. Every penny helps. There are some great rewards available, and we would much appreciate it. Thank you very much for listening, and good night.